Coco and Wendy flying flowers and more. One day, Coco and Wendy woke up and said, "You know what I feel like doing today? I feel like picking some flowers." And Wendy said, "Oh yeah, we should stop by Kinemora's cage and see how she's doing." And so they got in a little boat and they went over to the big island and they found their way all the way to Kinemora's cage, and it was still there and it was still full of flowers. And they said, "Hey, Kinemora, how's it going?" And Kinemora said, "Hey, Coco and Wendy, it's been a long time. I'm doing good. We're just, you know, living the dream." And they said, "Yeah, what you been up to lately?" And she said, "Well, you know, I've been, you know, just taking care of my flowers, made a few friends, been hanging out with Tommy and Patrick a little bit. You know, they sometimes like to take me, or they like to come with me when I, go on some adventures looking for different plants, because I also find different bugs." And Wendy said, "Oh, really? What kind of bugs do you find?" And she said, "You know, I'd find some crawly ones, some tiny ones, some sluggy ones, some wormy ones, some caterpillar ones." And she said, "Oh, whoa, that is a lot of bugs." She says, "Yeah, where there's plants, there's bugs." Interesting. Ladybugs. And she said, "Are you going to go look for plants today?" And Kinemora said, "Yeah, actually, today I was planning on and doing a longer trip out to the edge of the island to find flowers. Every now and then, I can find some good flowers out there that are different colors and are all cool." And Coco Wendy said, "It's okay if we come with you?" And she said, "Of course, would love that." And so off they went on their journey to the edge of the island to find flowers. And just as they were starting to go, they were getting already a little bit hungry. And Wendy said, "I don't know if I brought enough snacks for this trip." And Wendy said, and Colette said, "Don't worry, I have some." And so they kept going and kept going and kept walking and kept walking. And they would stop when they saw something cool. They did find some bugs. And they kept walking and walking and walking. And then finally, they started to see some flowers. And they saw red ones and yellow ones and
blue ones.
And
yellow.
Yellow ones and red ones and
orange ones.
Orange ones. And it was the coolest flowers you've ever seen. And then they got closer and closer to the middle of them. And guess what? The flowers started mixing. That there were yellow and blue flowers and red and orange flowers and green and purple flowers, and there were all these crazy combinations.
And black,
right in the middle of every flower. And Kinemora said, "Whoa, I have never seen these flowers in my whole entire life of studying plants." And Coco Wendy said, "No way. What does it mean?" She said, "I don't know, but I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get out my notebook and I'm going to have to write all this stuff down." And Coco Wendy said, "Why can't we just pull the flowers and bring them back?" And some of them were gray. And Kinemora said, "No, we can't pull them, because if we pull them, we could disturb their ecosystem. And the only reason why they've probably grown like this is because we haven't been up here to bother them. And they've been just growing and growing and growing." And just as she said that, they heard something behind them. And they all quickly turned around, but there was nothing. And they said, I think something might be following us. Whatever. And so they kept going, and they kept looking around and documenting, writing down every single flower combination, the color combination they saw. They had teal and white and green and yellow and turquoise and pink. And then Once again, they heard something behind them and turned around and nothing. What is it? What could it be? And just as they kept going, they noticed that that rustling in the flowers didn't stop. And it just followed them everywhere they went. And finally, they put their heads together really quietly in case it could hear them and said, "We have to find what is following us. We should make a trap or maybe..." And kind of said, "No, not make a trap. Let's surround it, and then we can just find out what it is." And so they said, "Okay, quick, everybody, take 10 steps apart." Okay, they took 10 steps apart, all in different ways. I said, "Okay, Kainamorna, you start walking that way, and we'll see if it follows you." And sure enough, she started walking, and the rustling in the flowers, you could see the flowers move, but nothing, you couldn't see anything until right as the thing was passing Coco and Wendy, they saw
the bunny.
The bunny. And it was this beautiful white big bunny. And they said, "Oh, it's just a bunny." And the bunny ran towards Kainamorna. And Kainamorna said, "Oh my gosh, it's been so long. Fluffy." And Fluffy jumped in Kainamorna's arms. And Kainamorna said, "I never thought I would see you again." And the Coco Wendy said, "Wait, you know this bunny?" And he said, "Know this bunny? I was pretty much this bunny's mom. I found this bunny when she was just a tiny, tiny little bunny. They had just been born. And I don't know what happened, but she got lost from her mama. And so I nursed her back to health and gave her food and water and helped her live. And she would just follow me everywhere I go. But one time we came up here and she never came back." And she said, "Oh, that makes so much more sense now. Oh, I'm so glad I found you, Fluffy." And Fluffy gave her some snuggles up by her neck. And Coco Wendy said, "Oh, I want a bunny." And Coco Wendy said, "Okay, right, well, Kainamorna, what else do we need to do? Or should we start heading back home?" And just as she said that, they looked overhead and it started to get super dark and stormy. And they had a long hike ahead of them. And so they said, "Oh, we better run." And so they started running down the hill, running as fast as they could. But the rain started pouring. And Fluffy was leading the way. And even she was getting wet. And they were going. Then all of a sudden, Fluffy took a left turn when they knew they had to go straight. And Kainamorna said, "Fluffy, no, 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 no." And Fluffy just kept running. And Kainamorna just started to cry. And Coco Wendy said, "No, no, 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 Kainamorna, it's okay. We can just follow Fluffy." And Kainamorna said, "No, we gotta get back home. And the rain is only gonna get worse." And she said, "No." Coco Wendy said, "No, we can go find her. It's okay." And so there was this tiny little path that they could see where Fluffy went. And sure enough, they went and it led straight to Fluffy's home. She lived in this little den, almost like a little cave, but just like a little one so she could stay dry. And they saw a white little bunny and said, "Fluffy." And the bunny looked at her and then went back in the cave. And they said, "That's kind of weird." And then they saw two bunnies come out. And they said, "Wait, I think there's two." And then a third bunny came out. And then a fourth bunny came out. And then there are five bunnies. "I think Fluffy had babies," said Wendy. And they were the cutest bunnies ever. And Coco Wendy said, "Oh, can we have one? Can we have one?" And Kainamorna said, I don't know. I mean, they're kind of happy up here. They have their cave. Do we really want to split them up? And Kogawane said, oh, you're right. Here, let's get out of this rain so we can at least play with them for a little bit. And so they found a little kind of rock overlay patio thing so that they didn't have to be in the rain. And those bunnies came right up to them, and they could just snuggle them. And they were tiny. They were like the size of a little softball. And the bunnies were just like jumping all over them. And they liked to stand on their shoulders. And one even liked to stand on their head. And they would just hop, 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 hop all around. And when... finally, the rain stopped. They looked at each other. Oh, the rain stopped. And Kainamona said, oh, this was perfect. We found Fluffy. She's happy. She has a family. We got out of the rain. Oh, this day couldn't be any better. And Wendy said, are you sure? I think something else will make this day better. And she pulled out some snacks. The end.